So if we accept the reality of a crafted world, if we accept that this is going on, that they not just ensure their domination in the present, but plan for that domination to continue ad infinitum into the future by rearing enough people, enough young people, to carry the mission forward, ever, ever forward. If we accept this is in fact going on, what implications flow from that recognition? The recognition of a tiny few and a very secretive few who are committed totally and in possession of vast resources and who have cultivated the knowledge and the control of the levers and the tools for manipulating human behavior to compel broad popular participation in realizing the world they want. And necessarily, everything depends on keeping the goal secret and maintaining control. How would you do it? How would you keep the goal secret? And how would you maintain the control of human behavior? Would infiltrating and shaping key institutions like education, well, that's the main one, as Plato pointed out. Education's key. Get them young minds conditioned early, and you save money down the road in repression. Infiltrating key institutions, would that not be a key tactic you would employ? And if we're being played, and that's another broad discussion I long to hear over the airwaves. What if we are being played? And how could we not be being played when you have a tiny few with vast resources who want to stay in control? They're going to manipulate us. And so what does that mean for our, you know, guileless acceptance of these planted stories in the media and the constructed political events that are treated as if there's no craft behind scenes? Oh no, it just happened. What else have these guys got to do with their time but invent theater, essentially, so that they can sit back and snicker at their superior intelligence, because they, as Hitler clued us into, they like feeling that they are the only ones who know what's going on. And if we are being played, if media is theater and politics overall is theater, if the truth is never exposed to public scrutiny for discussion, what does that mean for our activism, for our organizing, for our strategy? Are we truly going to just follow these phony machinations and treat them as real forever? Or are we at some point going to turn to what we want? These thoughts come because of a fragment of a conversation I heard that day. This was Friday, over the airwaves, December 5th. I heard a woman say that racism is in America's DNA. And I thought, no, it isn't. It's in the DNA of Plato's tribesmen. And we, as always, bear the blame. Wear that hair shirt. Lay down in that Iron Maiden that power presents to us. If you possess sufficient means, you can make things seem to be that are in fact not. For as Bentham said, but confirm the lie on all sides, sweep truth into the shadows, and voila! A populace is made that play-acts its way all unwitting through its days. Condemned to a life of confusion. But if we refuse to play and make ourselves the world we live in, consciously, this hideous pantomime of life will end, and authentic life begins.